I love the Mass. I have probably said this many times in the past, but it bears repeating again today. I love the Mass. I love this great prayer of worship and adoration of our God who becomes present for us in it. I love how it directs us to refocus on heavenly things when the cares of this life would drag us down. I love how it feeds and strengthens us and equips us to live God's commandment of love. I love the Mass. I love it like nothing else in this earth. It is wonderful and special to me in ways I cannot even explain or describe. And because I love it so, I want to see it celebrated with the perfection it deserves. How I sometimes wish that my singing were as clear as the call of the angels so that I might sing God's praises more perfectly. How I wish I had the wisdom and skill to craft homilies that could take the word of God and impart it more perfectly into the hearts of others. Like a man who loves a woman so much that he wants to bestow on her the most beautiful wedding ring he can afford, so I long to see the Mass celebrated and decorated with beautiful vestments and vessels in beautiful churches with beautiful music, though I do not love her any less if she does not have those things. And I especially wish I could celebrate it with a more perfect heart, free from distractions or sinful inclinations, that my prayer might be more pure. For the Lord knows that I am not perfect. I too am a sinful man with many faults and weaknesses. But rather than remain mired in despair or sorrow, that love moves me to seek change and growth, to take seriously the call to conversion. It is what motivates me to practice my chanting, to keep studying theology, and to go to confession. That love inspires us to be our best and to offer our best. And as we celebrate this solemnity today, the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, it is in many ways a celebration of the Mass. It is a celebration of this gift of the holy sacrament that we have received. And so when we have the option of including the sequence prayer or not, I will choose to include it. When we have the option of either proclaiming it in word or taking that next step, going the extra effort in proclaiming it in song, I would say we sing it together. For it is worth the effort. This great sacrament, this great mystery, this great thing that I love, and hopefully we all love, is worth the time and effort we put into it. It is worth the time here that you spend. It is worth reflecting on and praying about throughout your week, throughout your day, throughout your life. It is worth that time that we spend on our knees in adoration of God present with us. Because it is so important, it is so central, and God, who has loved us first, has enabled us to love in return. My brothers and sisters, as we gather again this day, as we celebrate this great solemnity of the Mass, may our hearts be full. May we never take it for granted. May it never become something that is commonplace or blasé. May it be always for us something special, something wonderful, that we might come with love, that we might come rejoicing, and that our hearts may always be filled, both here today and throughout our lives.